Hey everybody, this is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who've gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. I am so honored and excited to be here today with Dr. Denise Morette. Dr. Denise Morette, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Nikki. I am just so honored. I love to be able to be part of this. What you're doing is, well, epic. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yes, that's the plan. I'm so happy to have you be part of it. So Denise, would you please introduce yourself to us? Let us know who you are and where you're from and what do you do to stay busy during the day?
Yeah, so I'm in New York and I am a psychologist. The doctor is a doctor of psychology and I have a private practice where I see patients in my office as well as do telemedicine. So I do a lot online. I host a Healthy Grief group, which is an online community for people who are dealing with complications in grief. And so that's my private practice. I also wrote a book called Lifeline, which is for parents and families dealing with serious medical issues. And then I also get the honor of teaching the psychology of well-being and happiness at Vassar College. So that's one of my favorite things to do. So.
I bet. You know, I went to the World Happiness Summit last year, and I know that there's a big trend, you know, like at Yale and multiple top colleges and universities are starting to teach about positive psychology and specifically calling it the psychology of happiness. I love that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because we get to really learn about what we can do because we're not necessarily born with those skills or awareness. And so we can really work on cultivating that.
Oh, I love what you do. It's so juicy, everything, all of it. Cool. So as you know, Denise, this is a podcast about and by and for women who are going through difficult, dare I say, traumatic situations. So I wonder if you would summarize for us, what are some things that you personally have gone through and what was the worst part of it for you?
Well, there were several waves of the trauma and difficulty. And I would say the last one was the worst one. The first wave was losing both of my parents kind of close together while I was going through a divorce and my child was dealing with a lot of medical issues. And then the second, I'll say the worst wave was about 5 years ago when said child became even more sick and was dealing with very serious tumors in his head. He had to have many, many surgeries, and some of which were very touch and go, you know, where we really weren't sure if he was going to make it. So that was truly awful. And just on the heels, there's more, just on the heels of that kind of being resolved, he is okay now. His father, my first husband, suddenly tragically died from an accidental overdose, and that was about 2 years ago. So the worst part of it was, of course, the death. Trying to deal with my own struggle, grief, depths of pain. I still loved my ex-husband. We co-parented well. At the same time, I was trying to support a then 17-year-old child who had literally weeks just come through all of these surgeries himself. So very difficult and feeling very alone, isolated, like nobody really knew what to say to me. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of pulled in. And then I'm also trying to work as a professional and help people and kind of take care of myself and balance that. So really difficult.
Wow. Denise, did you work through all of that?
Work through it as in?
Oh, sorry. I mean, did you continue with all of your professional activities while all of those situations were going on?
I did scale back some of the work that I was doing at the time. I took a leave of absence. And I scaled back a lot from the work that I was doing. I did take a few weeks right around the death of my first husband. I did take off a few weeks. I mean, I needed to do that. And then I kind of went back very limited and did the work that that I felt I could do at the time and scaled back. And I actually eliminated some of the work, despite the fact that I was thinking, how am I going to make money? I knew that I was needing to not do that work and take care of myself. And I had to just believe somehow it was going to work out because I was feeling near collapse, physically and psychologically.
I can only imagine. I can probably not even imagine what was going on for you and how you were getting through that. And I really hear you about the feeling of isolation and people not knowing what to say. And I've learned a lot about that in my life in terms of the lesson that I've learned is say something, you know, like reach out, say something. And I've learned some things to say, but when I was younger and I hadn't really been, and very kind of naive and innocent, I hadn't really been around very much trauma or really awful things happening in my family, et cetera. I did not know what to say. And so I really hear you about that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Enduring what you endured, everything that you just shared with us, it really takes, nothing short of a miracle, I would say, and definitely an incredible amount of inner strength, a warrior, to get to the other side of any one of the experiences that you went through. And it also seems like you are on the other side of some or all of it, on the other side of it happening. What is the best part about the place that you're in right now, having gone through all of that?
I would say that my resiliency muscle is so strong. I get to teach people that because it really can be a learned skill. And it's interesting because I feel like I'm on the other side, and yet stuff still happens, and it's nothing compared to those few years going back a couple years ago. But you know, stuff still goes on. So I feel like I have that resiliency muscle when things happen, that even if I feel for a moment like I'm near collapse, that I know what to do so that I don't collapse. I know how to take care of myself so that I can help other people with that is my greatest joy.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic that with those tools and with those resources that you've experienced, not only through study in an intellectual and academic way, but also through what you yourself have experienced in your life. I can only imagine just what you have to offer your clients, people, and your students, people you work with.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I have been observing that really strong warrior women have a tendency to travel in packs. And I wanted to ask you, who are some other perhaps women who've inspired you on your journey, other women who are also brave warriors who would really have incredible stories and would be great guests on this podcast?
So many, I think of, well, one person in particular, Amy O'Neill, who is the Boston City Marathon survivor. She was actually in that, and she really speaks and travels actually all over the world at this point to talk about resiliency and how she was before she was a victim and survivor of the Boston bombing, and how she is now and how she's shifted, and she inspires people, and she shows up at, when there's been some of the mass shootings so terribly around our country and 9/11 ceremonies, and trying to really influence. She was just at the UN not that long ago, influence kind of a grassroots from the grounds up movement. And I have a lot of respect for her. So she's definitely one. And I can think of so many people that I've worked with, patients of mine or people that are part of my Healthy Grief program that are, have seen, they lost their whole family, for example, and they're breathing. And to me, that's epic. If you're breathing after some of these unbelievable tragedies, but particularly Amy O'Neill.
I really appreciate that recommendation.
For your podcast. She does a podcast and she's a speaker. And so I think she would be wonderful to have.
Wonderful. Thank you, Denise. And we come to the really chunky nugget here, the juicy nugget. What is one piece of advice that you would give, or maybe two pieces or three pieces of advice that you would give to women who are listening to this podcast right now, who are really in the thick of it, they're in the thick of the muck on how to get to the other side?
Yeah. So there's so much about that, but I guess my sort of thing that I say frequently to myself still and to others is no matter how we feel, how collapse or near collapse we feel, certainly to breathe into that deep part of our being. And these are the words that resonate for me that got me through the absolute worst when I felt like no one got it, no one was there. And it is that I will find my way, even if I don't know how, and I don't believe that in the moment, I still say it. And I, the reason I say I'll find my way, even if I don't know how and don't believe it, is because I understand that that really gets into us on a cellular level and really helps us, even if we don't believe it. It's a really good message. And kind of related to that, even if you don't have someone that can kind of be next to you when you're going through absolute struggle, that doesn't know the right thing to say, or just to be silent and sit with you. When you can say that to yourself, it's like you're a good partner to yourself. Even if you're going, I don't even believe this, and I have no idea how I'm going to find my way, I'm going to find my way. So that it's a useful strategy that I, that was when I was near collapse, that was the thing I kept saying to myself. Somehow, I'm going to find my way. And then this sort of second group of things, a lot of times people will say, well, just go do this, or well, just go do that. And sometimes we can't. Sometimes we can't get out there and go for the walk or call the support person, or, and it's like anything we can do. So things like I would take my rescue remedy, the Bach series of Dr. Bach's remedies, or I would take adrenal support formulas. I will play positive vibration through the energy psychology kind of the idea that things vibrate at 11 at a certain level. Quantum healing music that you can just Google on YouTube that surrounds me. I mean, you can like put in the search engine, you know, support me, I need that protection, and something will come up that even if you don't hear it playing in the background, things like that. And I guess the other like third piece is, if I could go back and do it over again, I wished that I hadn't spent so much time feeling the amount of blame and guilt and shame, and then kind of like really isolating with that, and to be able to reach out. I mean, nowadays you don't have to even talk to a person. You can certainly listen to podcasts like this, and you can read things even if you can't like find a particular professional. So to lose that shame and the blame and the guilt.
Yeah, so helpful. And what I love about your first piece of advice is, first of all, that it's so specific. It's actual specific words that you can say to yourself. And also, I can imagine that it would be calming and provide relief to say, even if I don't know how. It's almost like when you say, even if I don't know how, you're giving yourself some permission to not know how. It's like, to me, that sounds like a kind of surrender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yet empowering, like a healthy surrender, as opposed to a weak, I give up surrender. Yes. I always say, you're breathing, you haven't given up. Even if you feel like giving up, you're still,
yes.
And so it's a very healthy surrender. And that helps, you know, when we're not pushing it away and saying, I have to be strong, I have to be strong, I have to figure this out. And we actually don't resist that, and we don't lose so much energy. It's hard enough when we're going through so much. We don't lose the energy resisting it and pushing it. We kind of go, okay, I'm surrendering to it. I'm going to let it coexist here.
Mm-hmm. And I am going to figure it out, or the solution, or time will continue marching on. I love that.
Yes.
I can see that being very, very helpful in a very dark time.
Yes.
Great. So my next question and last question is, since we are all about being epic on this podcast, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ah, I love that question. So my life superpower would be that I would like to bring people back to life. Except that there would be a caveat that I would want the wisdom and the resiliency that I gained as a result of losing my mom, my dad, my first husband. I would like them, like not to lose that. So it's kind of a two-part kind of caveat to that. And I know I can't do that. And so the other superpower, which is helping other people, because that's really more about me, is I would love people to give people resiliency from birth. Mm. I would like them to have that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course we can learn it and teach it, but I would like us to be born at the beginning. And we do have some resiliency, but to be really like, to have that muscle already so that stuff comes in life that we would have that.
Yeah. If we had more time, if this were a, 30-minute podcast, I would completely want to have a conversation with you about the nature versus nurture version.
Yes.
Kind of components of resiliency. That would be really awesome.
Yeah.
Another time.
Yes, we have learned about how to teach resiliency, and that's that while there are characterological things, we absolutely have learned what helps people get through and develop and keep that resiliency. So
that's awesome. I got to ask you for some book recommendations on that. So great. Wonderful. Denise, thank you for being my guest today. Where can we find you and your work online?
There's many ways to find me. If you just actually put my name in, just Dr. Denise Morette, a lot comes up. So my website will come up, my Psychology Today listing, which is where psychologists and many of us are listed. Lots of my online interviews will come up. My book Lifeline will come up. It's also on Amazon, and lots of other interviews. And people can just email me. And if you put my name in the search, my email will come up through the Psychology Today website, and you can literally click and get my phone number and email. You'll Perfect. Get right to me.
Yeah. Perfect. And I will say that Morette is spelled M-O-R-E-T-T, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Denise, thank you so much for sharing your personal journey on this podcast and with our listeners. Much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so very much for having me. Just Absolutely. So honored. Thank you.
My pleasure. So this is Nikki Bruno with Dr. Denise Morette on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more information about how you can stage an epic comeback in your life after a traumatic situation or experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.